We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Thank you. right. That was Stanley Turrentine with Shirley Scott. His, I guess they were married for a while. Made some great albums. And it goes out to my partner in crime up here, Joe Restivo, who has kind of turned me on to this whole big tenor organ trio or organ group sound, which I ignored for years. And I'm really kind of doing a deep dive into that stuff. And I love it. So there you go. Started us out with some big tenor organ. And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial. This is Let's Get Lost, Wednesdays from 10 to 11 every week. Saving lives one record at a time. And we're going to continue with the music. I had a conversation with Jim Duckworth, who's a programmer up here that I'm sure you listen to as well, Riding in Rhythm. And we were talking about some of these groups where they had the same, two guys playing the same instrument and whether or not that worked for us or not. He was like, I don't know if that really works for me. And I was like, yeah, I used to think the same thing, but I'm coming around to it. Phil Woods and Gene Quill both played alto, and I was telling him he ought to check that out and blah, blah, blah. And so I thought, well, I was going to do a whole show with this, but I thought, nah, I'm going to kind of dribble this out over a period of weeks. I'm going to call it Dynamic Duos, and these were guys who played together for long enough to where you kind of associate one with the other. And we got Phil Woods with Gene Quill, certainly one of those. Fits that category. Al Cohn and Zoot Sims certainly fits that category. And Lockjaw Davis with Johnny Griffin. So we're going to do a little dynamic duo set here. We're going to start out with the Woods Quill group. Thank you.
Support for WYXR, including our 2024 Stereo Session Series, comes from the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, honoring Memphis icons like Sid Selvage and many others whose enduring contributions to music are still inspiring and influencing people worldwide. The 2024 Memphis Music Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Friday, September 27th at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts, honoring James Carr, The Gentrys, Jazzy Faye, Wicked Wilson Pickett, and more. More information at Memphis Music Hall of Fame.com.
Thank you.
Lockjaw Davis with Johnny Griffin. Dynamic Duos. That was a dynamic duo set. That tune was called OG, written by Matthew G. And before that, we had Al Cohn with Zoot Sims, You're a Lucky Guy. And Phil Woods and Gene Quill doing Sax, Fifth Avenue. Sax, spelled S-A-X, of course. And we're going to be hearing some more dynamic duos in the upcoming weeks. I got a big list of them. There's quite a few of them out there that partnered up for an extended period of time. And you are listening to WIXR 91.7, so don't touch that dial. Next up, we got a vocal. I think last time I was here, it's been a while, I was out of town for a couple weeks, but I think I forgot my vocal records. So I made sure not to do that this time. This is Sylvia Sims doing God Bless the Child. And I wasn't familiar with this particular vocalist, but I saw on the record it had Kenny Burrell. And Joe and I were just talking the other day about how you see Kenny Burrell on a record as a sideman, you kind of just buy it. He's a sign of quality. And you don't really need to know anything else. It's got Kenny Burrell on it. I'll take it. So that was kind of what happened here. Like Kenny Burrell backing up a vocalist. That's interesting. And maybe I'll, you know, Kenny Burrell made a vocal record where he sang all the tunes. I might bring that up next time just for laughs. He wasn't a great singer, but it's pretty good. It's not as bad as Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham made probably the worst instrumentalist / vocal record of all time. I mean, he really sang poorly. So much so that it's almost fun to listen to because it is so bad. But anyway, I'm digressing. This is Sylvia Sims. Woody Allen wrote the liner notes to this record. What are the odds? I flipped it over after I bought it. I'm, you know, browsing through the liner notes, and it's Woody Allen who wrote them. So who knew? Anyway, Sylvia Sims.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the wise man said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. All the strong gain strength while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends hanging around your door, but when don't come around anymore. Rich relations give crusts of bread and such. You can help yourself, just don't take too much. Your mama may have, and your papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got
Thank you. Programming on WIXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
All right, before that message, we heard Johnny Smith, the late, great Johnny Smith, a tune called Band-Aid, written by Russ Freeman, one of my favorite piano players of all time. And I wish Russ had played piano on that record. That would have made a lot of sense. And Johnny recorded almost exclusively for the Roost label, which was an okay label, but I guess they just didn't have a lot of money, or they didn't want to spend any, because his records are great, but he's always played in a trio setting with a rhythm section that was just ho-hum. And Sonny Stitt did the same thing. He recorded a zillion records for Roost, and they're all just kind of, meh. Sonny sounds great, but... So, anyway, Johnny Smith on the Roost label. Great records. I'm not saying don't run out and buy all of them, because you should. But if they'd had Russ Freeman on piano, we would be talking about a whole different story. Before that, Joe Henderson, one of my favorite, might be my favorite, I don't know, I've bounced back and forth, but one of my favorite tenor players of all time. That was called El Barrio, from a record called Inner Urge on Blue Note, with McCoy Tyner in there on piano, and that just had that whole Coltrane thing going behind Joe, and it just sounded great, just Gosh, it sounds great. And start out with Sylvia Sims, God Bless the Child. Kenny Burrell on guitar and Woody Allen on the liner notes. So there you go. All right, we're more than halfway home here. I'm going to keep spinning. And this is Woody Herman and his band with Backtalk. Thank you.
kisses go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You'll fly down the street on the chance that you meet, and you meet not really by chance. Cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I had a guy of my own. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. Not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a guy.
Diana Trask with Hello Young Lovers from Melbourne, Australia, of all places. And they don't bother to tell you who the band is on this record. I wish they did. It was a cooking band. But, you know, why tell you about the band that's actually playing on the record when they can tell you about Diana Trask growing up in Australia or playing on the Johnny Carson show or whatever. I mean, you know. J.J. Johnson and his orchestra before that, Bimsha Swing, Thelonious Monk tune. And I just stumbled onto this record like, wow, J.J. Johnson with a big band, and it is a cooking great record. Very, very nice. Start out with Woody Herman, Back Talk, Ralph Burns, the Ralph Burns years. All right, I'm winding down, so I'm just going to keep pushing buttons here. This is Gil Millay with Ironworks and Joe Cinderella on guitar. Thank you.
WYXR and the Memphis Brooks Museum of Art present the Musical Merry-Go-Round, a meet and mingle mixer where the playlist is up to you. Bring a bag of your favorite records and meet us at the Brooks Museum on Thursday, September 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. No need to request a song, we're spinning the selections from your collection. It's a great way to share your favorite music and leave with a few new favorite songs to explore. More information at brooksmuseum.org.
All right, bring a bag of records. I like that. I can bring a bag of records. I do it every week down here, and I never get through them all. That was Gil Millay with Ironworks and Joe Cinderella. Whatever happened? What in the world happened to Joe Cinderella? What a monster guitar player. He played with Gil Millay, and that's about it. Where did he go? And why didn't he play all the time with everybody? I just don't understand it. But he was crushing it. Diana Trask before that. Now, we already talked about all that. All right. Gil Millay, Ironworks. And that brings me to a conclusion of Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7. That's what you've been listening to. And this is a weekly show, Wednesdays from 10 to 11. And, as always, I thank you for supporting the station with your dollars and your ears. Please become a member and join our family here at the station. We just got so much going on, not only programming-wise, but within the community. There's a list here in front of me. I'm not going to read it all, but there's, you know, five cool events coming up in the next 30 days that are all worth attending, and that's just what we do here at the station. We do all kinds of stuff in addition to playing music like we've been hearing today. I am going to leave you with Sonny Rollins. This is on the Blue Note record volume 2 that he made. He didn't record a lot for Blue Note, but this is one of them. It's called Whale March. And as always, I will see you on the flip side.
Thank you. programming supported by Girl from the North Country, playing October 8th through the 13th at the Orpheum Theater. This new musical, written and directed by Connor McPherson, reimagines the songs of Bob Dylan. More information at orpheum-memphis.com.
Hi, I'm William. I'm an actor, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.